Thank you for calling customer service. This is Brandon. May I please, the supervisor on the floor, may I please have your zip code to pull up your account?
Hi, my zip code is 90220.
Okay. Okay, can I have your first name and last name?
My name is Shirley Washington.
Okay, can you verify your shipping address?
721. South Cameron Avenue, Compton, California, 90220.
Okay, I see that you ordered that keto and cleanse on the 19th of February. I see your account was canceled. What can I do for you?
Okay, so my account was canceled within the time period, right? But they still turned around and charged me $91.89.
I see your account was canceled on today. Your trial ended.
No, no, no. It wasn't canceled today. I talked to them on the 9th of March when they called me about my to give me a they want me to review the product. So I told them then. They was like, you could cancel your subscription. I told them I would like to cancel it at that time. And they told me, okay, I will be receiving no further products from you guys. And so if you look at the account on the 11th, they still turned around and charged me $91.89.
It doesn't have anyone in your account, ma'am, that you called in. Do you remember who you spoke with?
I don't remember who I spoke with, but can you refund my money?
Well, did they give you a cancellation number?
Not that I remember, but can you refund my money?
So you didn't get a cancellation number, nor do you remember who you spoke with? Are you sure you called us?
I talked to the person that called me to review the product. You guys called me.
No, ma'am, we don't call you, so you probably didn't speak with us.
Okay, so, but can you refund my money?
Now, that charge is valid due to you not calling us within 14 days. But what I can do for you as a courtesy, I can get you a 35% refund.
And how much is that?
Well, the charge was $91.89. So 35% of $91.89 is $32.16.
So y'all want me to pay $60 for this? I don't think so. No.
Well, you didn't call back, ma'am, so the charge is valid.
Okay, so can you please refund my money? I'm trying to talk to you guys. I'm trying to talk to you before I call my bank and have them refund my money. So can
you
guys refund my money, please?
But they will call us and do an investigation, and they won't refund you, ma'am. I'm sorry.
They will. They will. Because this is not a legitimate charge. No, because I fought within a time limit, sir.
Well, you don't have any proof that you did.
Okay, are you able to refund my money? I'm going to ask you one more time. Can you please refund my money? Not 35% of it. Can you refund my money, please, sir?
Well, what I can do is put my employee discount on top of it and get you a 50% refund.
I don't want 50. What's your name? And I'm not trying to be rude to you because I know this is not your company, but I'm going to tell you one more time that I want my money back, sir. I don't want your employee discount. I want my money back that I gave that you guys took from my account.
Okay, well, I can get you a 75% refund. So at least get
can you do me a 99.9% refund?
Hey, man, when I can get you a full refund, it will show in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Thank you. That's perfect.
All right, anything else I can do for you?
And what's your name again? So just in case I got to call you back and so I could give you your name when you ask me again. What's your name?
Brandon.
Brandon, thank you so much for taking my call today. You have a great day.
You too. Have a good day. Thank you for calling customer service.